From you I come, to you I go, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, a distance झुक को आदेश से आदेश आदा नीलाना आना झुक झुक को
so strongly the need to share this, write this to you, beloved Baba. In a group, we shared about birth, which is my worst nightmare. Yeah, birth is tough. That is easy. Remember now. The worst is has happened. Everybody remember. It's important. And I realized that these feelings are old. Or how can I put it? I felt like I was holding on to an old idea. It was so strange and nice. And then we shared about life. And it came to me that I'm afraid of life. That's how it is. It's not really that, because that is the unknown, but life. We are afraid of life, of living. So that's why everybody keeps themselves so contained, no? Because who knows what will happen if you just live totally? You might be too much. And from your very childhood, everybody says you have to behave. Take it easy. Don't be too much. You should be too much. Because everything is too much. Just have no, you are all smiling now because you just relax, oh, I can just. But almost everybody and every parent and every society for a lifetime been saying, behave. If you are crying, then something is wrong. If you are going crazy and laughing, then something is wrong. How can the poor child behave then? It came to me that I'm afraid of life. And I tell you, if you really live, then there will also be no fear of dying. Because you live so totally, that at last I can relax and let go. So those who doesn't live totally, which is almost 99% of the human population. They are afraid of that. Because then they realize, I haven't been living this beautiful life, I haven't been living. And life goes very quick. I realized that I'm afraid of life, or I was. I don't know what I am anymore. No, everything is upside down now. This insight shocked me. Very good, Rina. And I'm here to shock you, because you need shock to get out of your sleep. Then when you get out of it, you will thank me then. And suddenly looking back in my life, it made perfect sense. This tightness in the belly, all the fear, always wanting to be somewhere else, it all comes from this. And I was so happy I found a root. You have to find the root where it comes from, because only then can you deal with your symptoms, no? I always remind you, you have to be truthful to yourself, not what people say. You have to find out, because you are unique, no? So if you don't find where your problem is, where your disease is coming from, how can you heal it then, no? And then, as soon as you see it, then the transformation happens. The bubble breaks. Poof. And sannyas is a new life, no? It's a new birth. And this might happen many times. Otherwise, all this is the symptoms of people living in unawareness, in fear. The tenseness in the belly, the fear, always wanting to be somewhere else. It means you don't want to be where you are. You don't want to be yourself. When you're relaxing in yourself, then you just want to be exactly here, now. That is how it is. It's nowhere to go, it's nothing to do, it's only here, now. That is the sign. No fuss. Nothing special. Everything comes to full stop. You are at home. Otherwise, unconsciously, you will always long to come home, to rest, to find peace, which you never find if you're not coming back to yourself, to your center. That is the second birth. From your parents, you can get birth in the physical body, but that doesn't make you wise. That doesn't make you necessarily happy. You have to come back to your own consciousness, to your own wisdom. That's the only thing. Then peace comes like a shadow. That is what sannyas is all about, this second birth. To let go of the past. That now you are fresh, new. But with it comes responsibility. Now you have to take care of it also. Stand up for your new insights. Later in the breath session, I took this feeling with me to breathe through it. And then this very strong memory came. I was in my mother's belly and I was surrounded by all this fear. I felt totally captured. Captured in her body, captured in my body. I felt that I didn't want this. I didn't want to live. And this is something that has affected me, my life, a lot. But now, finally, enough is enough. Yahoo! So much of my life energy has been blocked by this fear. I want it back now. I want to move into my body with all my life energy. I want to move into life. I want to move into my heart. I'm ready. I'm so ready. Will you help me, beloved? What am I doing? How did you think you got to this point? And still you ask if I can help you? No, digest your new insights. Let it mature. All my love and gratitude to you, beloved Master. Thank you, thank you. I love you. I want to kiss your picture like Bhulinath's daughter. Kiss, 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 because I love you. I also feel ready to come closer to you as I'm coming closer to myself. It goes together, my dear. This is also a sign, you coming closer to you. Something has burst open. Then you realize really how the situation is. You see more clearly. Then you want to come closer. It happens automatically. It's not in your hands. If you don't understand, then it's impossible. If you haven't felt, then you want to keep distance. Of course, because you are still in the dark, you want to hide. If you have nothing to hide, you want to come into the light, you want to have more. You want to be involved. I don't know how, but I just sit and I try to be open and available as best as I can. Then maybe the closeness happens by itself. But if you want me to do something to get closer, just tell me, and I will do it. Love, love from Veena. That's good. I like always when people are straight. Very good. But to do something, I never want you to do something. I just want you to relax in your being, in your heart. You didn't do anything for this to happen, did you? It just happened. Amazing. You say, a very strong memory came. I was in my mother's belly and I was surrounded by all this fear. I felt totally captured in her body, captured in my body. I felt that I didn't want this, I didn't want to live. Yes, it can start very early, it can start in the womb. That's why, and before, well, in the past, in the distant past, when people lived more peaceful lives, then it was much more organic for the baby also, of course, because it was very quiet. But now, in the modern time, it's so much stress. And people are so unconscious, and it's never been worse than now. That's why people get fucked up very easily. It's not only you that fucked up, but your mother had been fucked up. She was stressed. No, people even get born, newborn babies, and they are already hooked on heroin, or on crack, or alcoholics. Great gift from the mother. Then what is the point to become a mother then? It's easy to become a mother, but really to become a mother, it's not easy. Because you have a big responsibility. You have to be conscious. So this is very normal. You get the fear from the mother. The baby is totally unprotective. It's just like a sponge. Just like I want you to be, just a sponge, so you can drink. drink me, eat me, he said. But if the source is tense, full of fear, maybe an alcoholic, maybe full of worries, of stress, then that's what you get. The baby cannot protect itself. So you soak up all that energy like a sponge. So it's good that these memories comes up, because then they can leave you, because it's not part of you now, but it is in the unconsciousness. And it gives you a more an understanding and a more a compassion that this is how it is. You have to see how things are. And only then can you be more responsible, can you be more conscious, can you become a better mother. So in the distant past, then people were very natural, living very natural, eating very natural, no stress, no computer, no TV. So the baby was very natural, of course. Now everything has changed. You have to be strong just to be natural. You don't need to be strong to be unnatural. Everybody is, because everybody is unconscious. That is what it is to be unnatural. For me, to be natural is to be healthy. But now you have to strive for it. You have to come back to it. It's not natural in the society to be natural. It's natural to be unnatural. It's natural to be sick, to take tablets to sleep, to take tablets for your worries, for your fear, for your traumas, to take medicine to sleep, to take medicine to wake up. That is more natural. How do you think that little baby is done? So only thing you can do is to heal yourself. Then everything changes. So it's true. I felt I didn't want this. I didn't want to live. Yes, so this is the imprint. And when you come in with an imprint already from birth, you don't want to live, then it's a tightness. You're always fighting against life. Because that was the beginning you had. It's fear, it's stress, it's tension. No, this is what I want to heal, to see that life is for living. It goes from the negative to the positive. That's a miracle in itself. And this is something that has affected me a lot. But now, finally, enough is enough. Yahoo! So much of my life energy has been blocked by this fear. I want it back now. That's exactly how it is. You block your whole evolution by fear, by the mind, by your worries, by your tension. That's why every time I tell you, let go, relax. Slowly, slowly you start going in. Your habit is not to be open, to be relaxed. Your habit is to be tight. First, you have to use your energy to transform the negative into the positive. That is the absolutely first step. That is what I call the homework. If that does not happen, it's impossible. Now, when your negativity, when your unconsciousness has become conscious, your negativity has become positive, your no has become a yes to life, then many things are open. No, first I can really start having fun with you. Up till that moment is work, is a headache. I know it's a necessary evil, but what to do? I hope and pray that you will go through it so we can start having fun. So if this is not only good news for you, it's good news for me too. I want to move into life. I want to move into my heart. I'm ready, I'm so ready. Everybody is so ready. But not everybody has realized it. Not everybody has felt it. Everybody is longing for it. And it's only these old ideas and unconscious things and mind things that is holding you back. When that goes, it opens the sluices. Nothing can stop it. That's what this second birth is. That is what satsang is, or this sangha. It's like making a safe womb for you. It's a love womb. It's a conscious womb. So you can again get born. Born in love, born in freedom. I'm just a big mama. Every Buddha is. You have to prepare the ground. You have to have a loving place, a loving womb, a sangha, so you can again relax and be natural and become innocent and realize this is really me, a life without fear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to kiss your picture like Bolanath's daughter. Yes. This kissing is already bringing you very close. Don't worry, Vina. Okay. To write to you for many days. So much has come up in this retreat. Really? I think you are the only one. The things has come up from Mahima. Oh. Things will always come up till nothing more comes up. Good things, bad things, naughty things, nice things, everything will come up. No, a bubbling fire. But nothing of that has felt worth sharing. Too much mind. Thank you. What I really want to share with you now is that I'm in love with silence. Nice. And I'm telling you, anybody who is bubbling in the volcano and too much mind, let it bubble and let it explode. Go through the explosion. Then after the explosion, the silence. And that is what has happened. No, I'm in love with silence. You cannot be in love with silence before you have been touched by silence. Noise doesn't like silence. The mind doesn't like silence. It's fighting silence. Only when you have been touched, when you are in silence, then you love silence. Only lovers understand the language of love. And so it is with silence. Finally, I can rest, entering the silence. I became so tired. I found myself lying everywhere, on the floor, on the sofa, on the grass. And I was not alone. I know they are all tired. Everybody's been busy, mind-fucking, stressing. Tight bellies and hearts, icebergs. Know when they melt and relax, it's so good. Just to lay in the grass, just to sit on the chair. And you have my full permission. Do it as much as you can. Whenever it comes, allow your body to lay down, to relax. No, in normal life, maybe you have so many responsibilities, so many things you have to do. And that's how it is for everybody. They get stressed. And if you stop, you're so not used to stopping that if you stop, then you feel guilty. You have to do something. So if you see it, then you are at the right place now. Now you catch that to really start allowing yourself. So you can take it with you back into your daily life. Because wherever you are, you always have time to just to stop. And if you know the techniques, how to just stop a little bit, close your eyes, relax, go in. You can even do it in your office. You can do it on the bus. You can do it in the shopping mall. You can do it wherever. Then you will never go over your limit. You will always be contained in your energy. So you don't start losing your energy, leaking your energy, which you have been so good at. Finally, I can rest. But entering the silence, I became so tired. It's bound to happen because we've been keeping ourselves together. You haven't been allowed to just be, to relax. Everybody wants you to become something, to do something. And this is the disease you have taken on you. Sometime you can relax when you go off with pension. That's how the society is. Then you can go to your cabin, you can go fishing when you get older. But look at it. You've been practicing tension your whole life. Tension, tension, stress, stress, tight belly, tight, worry, worry, worry. And then when you become 60, then you're going to stop and just relax? Impossible. And that's how it is. People are at a loss. At last they have free, but they can't relax. They have never relaxed their whole life. So then it's just going downhill. You should practice when you are young. Relax. Then when you become old, you are professional relaxer. Then at last, no guilt, no nothing. No, I'm too old, Andy, I'm totally. Maybe your whole life you have to hide your relaxation, but at least do it. Only practice makes master, they say. So, of course, you will be totally, when you allow yourself, you will be totally tired. Many friends were lying around. It became very clear to me how much energy I used to keep myself going and to be someone who I am not. I suddenly gave up all the pretending of being this or that. That's great. That's all I want you to get in touch with your intelligence, to see your situation. And it's just amazing when you start seeing, how did I didn't see this before? How come? And how come nobody sees it? It's impossible before you come to it yourself. Then it will be a time where you feel exhausted and you need the rest. And then you can start becoming more and more balanced again, not go to the extremes. You have to become responsible for your own life. Every sannyasin should be responsible for his or her life, but it's impossible to be that if you are not conscious. If you are unconscious, how can you be responsible? So first, come back to yourself. Feel, see, that's what's happening here. That's what I'm creating here. So your own intelligence can start working. You see yourself. You don't need 10 commandments. You have everything inside. Surprisingly, I don't judge myself so hard in silence. I rather give myself a chance. It feels like silence embraces me. Let it embrace you, and you embrace silence. That's what lovers do, embrace each other. Become intimate. It's the best friend you can have. And if you love silence, then silence loves you. And you will never be apart. That's how it is. I am spending a lot of time with the mountains, with the river, the wind, the birds. It feels like I finally can hear and that my ears can heal. Finally, some peace. Beautiful, Mahima. And in that space, this is the perfect place. I mean, this is the perfect place for everything. But when you enter the silence and you're feeling connected again, then all this river, the mountain, the trees, the birds, everything will support it. That's why I want you to be here in nature. The more natural you come, the more quiet you become, the more the pull will be to be in beautiful, clean, nature places, in nature. It has to follow, because you have to be in balance. You have to be responsible for your outer life and for your inner life. I feel this wholeness that you so often talk about. Great. I'm happy that you feel it. I'm catching myself over and over again saying things like, hey, there, little bird. Hello, cloud. Where are you going, middle-list butterfly? Hey, hey, blueberry, I will eat you. That is just how children are talking in their mind. You have forgotten now, but you are friends. You're connecting with what's around you. That's great. And you see now the mind, it still has something to do. You can still talk, but it's not negative, it's positive, it's playful, it's joyful. You're transforming the mind from the negative to the positive. And all these things is very valuable because your mind thinks, oh, this is very childish, this is very stupid. You should really be really stupid in the eyes of the mind. One day it will give up on you. You're just going around talking to the blueberries and I'm trying. You should get the better job and be somebody. You are hopeless, Mahima. And then Mahima will say, that's okay, Baba says it's the right way. Everything is here for a reason. Me too. So many times I have disrespected my being. I can't believe it. It's so stupid. Yeah, when you have eyes, you will be amazed. But don't focus on that. Focus on the future now. What you can see with your open eyes. And with your good friend, Mrs. Silence. You have new playmates now. Isn't that great? Before you had fear, tension. Now you have silence, love, butterflies. It changed everything. I'm becoming my own friend in silence, and I want to know more about who I really am and learn to relax in my being. Silence is my friend. The only way you can learn more about your being is in silence, is in meditation. It's the only way. Everything comes from there. Everything comes from silence. Even the Big Bang came from silence. Go back there and let everything come from that silence. It's beautiful, you see the great opportunity you have, that now at last you have the time, and you see the necessity of doing it, of being here, and becoming friends with silence again. Now go deeper into silence. It's great. It's always like that. Some people, they are really, for the first time. No, it's so good. Just the right, perfect place, go into silence. And you are in this perfect place. For others, it might be difficult. Just play with it. You can do anything, just be gentle, relax. You become friends with silence, you have a friend forever. Normally, people are leaking so much energy out. It's very difficult to be in silence because you always have been trained to be out. Act something. You have to act for other people, for yourself. and you're in playing the game. When you see you can stop all that anasi, you don't need to connect with others, and others doesn't need to connect with you. You can again become a pool of anasi, a reservoir. That's what meditation should be. You stop all this leaking, but you can only do that out of your own awareness. Otherwise, the mind still goes on playing games, even in the silence. You should see the great opportunity you have, maybe for the first time in your life, and the gift you can give to yourself. Just knowing yourself better, going deeper, resting, becoming a silent pool of energy. Beloved, so grateful for the experience of this satsang, being so close together with you, connected with all and everything, so all in one, so one in all of us. The overflowing of your love into mine and feeling my love so welcomed by you. It feels so natural, so easy, like everything that grows, like grass, like daisies, like the trees here. I took it long for granted, experiencing now the wonder of it. You and me and all living, vivid, as if it never has been different. It has never been different. It's just that we have been different. We have been occupied. This is always there, unchanged, pure, still, present. And yet, I'm so happy with feeling my devotion, surrender, the asking for sannyas, the longing to live life again, this way. What an extraordinary bliss to meet your master twice in a lifetime. Thank you, Osho. Thank you, Pramal and Mitan. Thank you, Swaha. Tears and laughter. Namaste, Gata. Oh, what a great bliss life is to have this body to experience it. Thank you, my beloved Master. Thank you so much. What would we be without the masters? Just imagine that, what the masters have given, the most precious gift. The most precious gift. Buddha says the most precious the master gives you, the gift of truth, the gift of presence. And all because of the masters. Jai Bhagwan, Jai Osho. Jai Swaha. Hare Om. The savior of the lost souls, of lost hearts. That's what they say. The guru is the raft that takes you across the wild ocean of samsara. The good disciple is happy and sitting still in the boat, so it doesn't make any fuss, and enjoy the journey. Aum Shanti. What a wonder, what a journey.
How far can I fall and still be it all?